back in studio as I'm joined now. Maria Henneberry has joined us. Mm-hmm. And Maria, we didn't have the opportunity to talk a whole lot before we came back this morning about what we're about to do at this hour. But I'm going to let you share that as it's something that I think we really were responding to the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm. So as the news director, we have a very special hour here because of the fact that we have had such an outpouring from the community as to how that they can reach out and be helpful to a family that is definitely in pain and a community in pain. Because here's the deal, you know, the public is going to have a chance to pay respects this Saturday to the family of U.S. Army Ranger Josh Rogers, who is a hometown son. He's going to be laid to rest, and today his parents are joining us, Vonda and Kevin Rogers, and they're going to share with us some more about their son. And, you know, we are in the business of words, Patty. This is what we do. But there are certain situations where it seems like words aren't enough. And we could probably never give enough time to this story. But today we thought we would at least try. You know, there's a legacy being built for this young man who gave his life in service to the country, the ultimate sacrifice. And we're talking about something that is not the natural order of things. And that is when your child goes before you as a parent. So welcome, Vonda and Kevin. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about who Josh is as the public gets to know him better and better as the days go by now.
Let me go first. actually, I've been reflecting because I'm going to be speaking on Saturday, so I've been reflecting a lot of things in that. He's a product of this community. We've grown up here. Actually, he was born when we were in Gibson City, but not too long after we moved here. He attended all the private schools here. He participated in all the youth programs, you know, soccer, baseball, football. He was quiet. I don't know, Vonda, if you want to speak to that. He was the quietest kid. I can remember telling Vonda, I think he's going to be a follower. We got to watch out for who he's hanging out with. He's a quiet kid. Obviously, he showed us that he could be a leader. So
that's pretty powerful right there. He's one of four kids.
Yes.
And what number in the line?
He is number two. So we have Emily, who works at State Farm with Kevin and I. Then we have Josh. Hannah is a soccer player at ISU. And we have Ashton at North Point. Of course, we can't leave out Victoria. She's our four-year-old granddaughter, Emily's daughter.
Oh, that's sweet. So Josh, who was he as a little boy? We talk about little kids here. Who was he?
I tell you, Josh was quiet. He and Hannah are about 15 months apart, so they grew up more as twins, I guess you could say, than really older brother, younger sister. And we used to always tease that Hannah took all the words. She would do all the talking, and I think Josh would do all the scheming. So as Kevin said, we moved back to town when they were first, second, and fifth grade at North Point. And I think that I remember Jennifer Coppersmith calling me one day because Josh had gotten in trouble for talking in line. And we're pretty sure it was the first time he had talked without being called on. So
we were actually happy.
We did. We did our little happy dance. Maybe he's coming out of the shell. But he was quiet. His friends all talk about how quiet he was, but it wasn't quiet and innocent, so let's not paint that picture. It was definitely quiet with a very dry sense of humor and, you know, still the ability to get in some trouble like all little boys do.
kind of funny, the story that comes to my mind about him being mischievous, it was him and I don't remember what year it was, but it was grade school, and him and his friends got in trouble for making a mess in the bathroom, and they wanted to make it look like someone got sick, I guess, but they got in trouble, and I can remember as a great role model, I asked Josh, why didn't you guys have a lookout? So
yeah. Teach him to strategize that
yes,
better.
So.
Yeah.
That's really funny. So when, you know, was he an active kid? Was he the kind of kid who really loved sports? Or was he more of a reader, more of an artistic kind of kid?
Nope. I think that all the kids have a bit of artistic talent running through them. It just comes out, I think, in different ways. Josh certainly thrived as an athlete. As Kevin said, we can't thank this community enough for the athletic programs that they support. He came up through PCSL. He was out at Pony Baseball. We did American Legion Baseball a couple of years. He did Cougar football. We did basketball at Eastview. They have an incredible program. We've been out at Game Time Gym for basketball and soccer. Anyone, I think, in Bloomington Normal who is wondering how we invest in our youth, I just can't emphasize enough that those programs, they help the outgoing ones, like my youngest daughter. They helped the quiet ones like Josh, and they just were godsends.
And just to keep it real, too, he was not a great athlete. So he was the thing for him, and I think it proved out with the Rangers, was he's about team and just trying. He was actually a terrible basketball player.
Would he have said that about his own play?
I think he knew it.
But there was always a snack at the end. That's what my kids used to say. You get the team and the snack. There's nothing better.
Interesting. I think what you said about the fact that he was focused on team is really important and pretty powerful. And all of the experiences that you're talking about him having that kind of formed who he is, I'm sure in your mind, played into why he wanted to go into service, do you think, or not at all?
For me, and I don't know if Fonda agrees or not, but the one experience is the NCHS football team and the camaraderie built in that program, and probably any high school program around here, I imagine. But the things he learned while he was there and with those people that helped him through, I think, definitely pushed him towards that. He knew he wanted the camaraderie of the team, and I think he found that, I think, in the Army.
Yeah. He was a hero. He wasn't a perfect kid, right? Mm-hmm. He, for all those parents out there who, like us, couldn't sleep at night or spent many hours in tears because they didn't even know if their child would graduate high school, much less, you know, make it one day.
If he'd be home on a get home Friday night. And he had all the same demons that I think any of our youth, teenagers have.
Absolutely. So, you know, he didn't like school. And he was smart. I think not liking school or not being straight A student in school doesn't mean you're not smart. And I think Josh also plays that out. So we helped him discover his passion. We talked a lot about, what's next? What's after high school? What was your favorite part? Favorite part wasn't the books. Favorite part wasn't the classes. It was the team. It was the relationship he had with his football coach. It was the effort that he could give on the football field or on the track. And, you know, that's what he wanted. And so we spent a lot of time talking about it. Now, this was a kid who had an Army uniform, I think, on at the age of 5, right? Crawled around in the grass, assuming no one could see him. And grew up playing any kind of strategy game he could find. He thrived in that part. And so when we sat down talked to him about what's next, what's next for him was the Army. He had an uncle who had served and a grandfather who had served, and for him it felt right.
Now, when he signed up, he did well on his test, and we thought he was going to do an intelligence or maybe a mechanics job. And I remember we left the recruitment office and came home, and he had made his mind up. I went to work probably the next day and came home, and he had gone back on his own and signed up for the Ranger program. So
now that is an elite program in the sense that, you know, this, you knew that this kid had what it takes to go through that and commit.
No, I don't remember. This is interesting.
We learn about Josh here.
I knew that he had the ability. He had the capability, and he had the will and the skill, let's say.
He was still a 17-year-old boy with the demons that come along with that age.
He was my baby. He was my baby. And when you stand behind your child who wants to go into the infantry, a lot of people look at you like you're nuts. So, you know, when you stand behind your child and he's going to take a desk job or he's going to go be a mechanic, he's going to go even fly an airplane, people seem to think that that's far enough away from danger. But when you tell people that your son is going into the infantry and then you step it up a little bit and say he's going to be a ranger, he's going to be trained for hand-to-hand combat, he's going to be, wants to be, believes he should be one of the first in, people look at you like you've just signed your child away. And I guess I just want people to know we're okay. Josh was where he wanted to be. He had found his purpose in life, which is, I think, something that many of us struggle to do. I'm 50, and I sometimes wonder if this is really what I'm supposed to be doing. He knew that. So he had a last deployment, and we know that because that brings us here together today. But I can say with complete confidence, he was living his passion. He was living out his dream. He was a team lead involved in planning and strategy, and he's with Jesus. So the outpouring of support has been incredible, and being able to sit with everyone and hear their stories of Josh, hear their view of Josh, that's a God sighting. That's a gift from God most people don't get. Most people don't get everybody coming up to them and telling them what's incredibly special about their child, right? Most of us get, you know, heaven forbid, there's the principal again, and Josh has, what has he done, you know? Or, you know,
the neighbor down the street.
Neighbor down the street complaining because the radio's too loud in the Jeep and their top's not on. So, you know, you get those. You don't get a whole host of Facebook posts about the wonderful memories people have. So,
you know, I had wondered when I was looking at pictures of Josh if you guys were seeing some of those for the first time yourself, because friends don't always share that stuff, the kids.
And let me tell you, Josh, again, we can't say this enough, he was quiet. I honestly can tell you that if we didn't go with him to the recruitment office, I might not know he was in the Army. He did not bring anything home. They weren't, their type of unit is not allowed to wear uniforms outside of, I don't know if that's the right.
That's what we were told.
That's what we were told. his clearance, according to him, didn't allow him to talk about things. So, we wouldn't have known what he was doing. I'm sorry, I can't even remember what the question was now.
Just the fact that you're probably seeing some pictures of friends and him with friends that are
the last few days, as we see some of his high school friends, and I'm sure as his Ranger buddies come around, we're hearing stories and seeing pictures, and I've seen a few videos that we probably won't share publicly. I don't want to say unfortunately, but it's sometimes not the side of him we saw. I mean, he seems to be very special to his friends.
There was something about his smile, and you know, a lot of his friends reached out on Friday, shared some of the photos, and some of them said, I just can't share the photos yet, but thank you, and as many as you can keep bringing. But there was something about his smile that when Marie and I looked at him and heard all of the outpouring of the friends, he had to have been a great listener. Like, they truly felt like he heard each and every one of them. And so as you sit there and say he's quiet, I'm sitting here thinking he probably really heard what they were saying. Because sometimes when you're quiet is when you're really taking it all in. And we can all learn something from that.
Yeah, and I was talking to Vonda earlier. His little brother looks like him. So it's sweet and it's profound to see him in Ashton, his 8-year-old brother. And so that is pretty powerful in and of itself. So age-wise, when did he go into the military?
I'm trying to think. He would have been 18, right?
Right out of high school.
Yeah, because in August he would have turned 18.
He turned 19 just a couple weeks after he went
Thank
in.
You. Okay.
And then he would have been 23 this year? Is that
Are we in right there? Okay.
Yep.
So what do you learn from your son? I think that that's, you know, I think that, you know, when you have children, you think that you're going to be teaching them all these things, but there are days you wake up and realize that they're actually teaching you more.
Oh, my goodness. I wrongly, fully admit, wrongly, would look at Josh in high school and wonder, what in the world is this boy going to do? He doesn't want to get up and go to school. You know, the neighbors are complaining that he's loud. What is he going to do? He joined the Army at 18, turned 19 just after that. Went through basics. I think I cried every day. So any mama who's got a boy or girl in basics, I feel your pain. It's the first time you're truly disconnected for your child, right? You can't reach them and they can't reach you, and you're sure they need you. You get through basics. He went through airborne school and then a ranger training program, off to his first deployment, back and through ranger school, so tabbed ranger at age 20. It was then I realized he's one of the strongest men I know at 20. And you look at him and he's, like Kevin said, he's not a huge guy. Now he's very fit, right? But from my comfort of my home, went through the ranger program, and we would watch the videos every week. Okay, this is what they're doing, and we'd read the articles, and we would look at each other like, I would have quit when I read the article, right? and he's doing it. And when he got out, it was hard, and he acknowledged it was hard, but he never complained, never one time. He knew, and
yeah, I think. The one thing I've taken, he had a determination I don't know that I certainly could never have matched. So, I mean, just in hearing the stories from his coaches, and I think they probably understood there was no doubt, based on his determination, that he wouldn't succeed at what he wanted to do. So.
Right. And then, as you said, we saw a quiet leader. We saw a servant leader emerge. We didn't know. Because remember, he's quiet. We didn't get many stories. Now we get amazing stories from his ranger brothers about who people would turn to when they needed to talk to someone, or when a couple guys were fighting and they needed a mediator, you know, or and not fighting, but you know what I mean. They're 20-year-old boys. he had really grown. He'd grown into his own skin, I think. Mm-hmm. At that point, he was strong, he was brave, and he was a servant leader.
So it sounds like he was more excited about the military experience than he was about school.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes. And he was just getting to a point, I think, in his military experience. I think being exposed to some of his team lead, it was really, I think, motivating him even more. So these guys train a lot, and he compared it one time to Dad being, I'm on the sideline all day training, and I don't get to get in the game. So these guys thrive to go over and put themselves in harm's way. Mm-hmm. So now that has consequences, obviously. I mean, when they go to that in that intensity of situations, coming home and civilian life can be an adjustment. So mm-hmm.
I think the point is, Josh isn't the only hero among us.
Mm-hmm.
Any man or woman who has defended our freedom for us so that we can do things like this, or we can celebrate in church like we did, they are all heroes. Some come home and some might not come home. Some come home with some challenges, and some come home and can make an easier adjustment, but they're all heroes.
A lot of times they'll say a hero is a humble individual. Did you see the humbleness in him?
We didn't even know what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So our view into Josh's world was, I train, I go on these leadership trainings, or I deploy. And when he deployed, I'm a mama. So I got some Facebook messages from him letting me know he's okay. But that was it. So if if we weren't in the middle of all this, we wouldn't even know that he were there doing what he was doing, where he was doing it. So that was his gift to us, I think. He didn't pull us into it. I hope he was talking to his brothers, and I hope he was talking to the chaplains, because it's a lot to carry. But he was definitely humble.
Yeah, and this week we've gotten to see a list of awards he has been received, and we never knew about any single one of them. So I'd say humble, yeah.
So in the national dialogue, mm-hmm. there's been discussion about the way this came about.
Yep.
And the words friendly fire have come up. So where are you as a family with that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Before this happened, I've heard of those things, and I've probably felt some of the same things that all of you feel when that happens to somebody else. The Army has been great. We are working closely with them. We get calls every day. We've gotten calls from people, commanders in Afghanistan that were there with him. They are investigating, and they certainly say it's a possibility. They want to rule everything out, just like any organization. They want to get better at what they do, probably. Whether it was or not, we're not too concerned about that. To be honest, if it was, we feel for his Ranger buddies, because in some degrees, he's closer to those guys than he is to us. If you can imagine those guys and the responsibility they would feel if that is the case, if that's what happened. So we our prayers are for them. Certainly, we don't want them. We would never hold anything against them if it was a friendly fire situation.
It's irrelevant.
It really is. I don't know if I should say this on here, but the first thing I said within a minute of hearing it was, well, that's good. They didn't get any of us. So.
Yeah. I mean, from a legacy standpoint, where do you think Josh would want that to go? You know?
I don't know if this is getting to what you're saying, but the other piece of that I've thought of is if it was friendly fire.
To treat an illegal like a slave is to steal his and her labor, to tear apart their families and terrorize them with random arrest.
One of his team had been shot. And maybe that's not even if it's friendly fire, if it was any. He had been on deployments before. It was tough. He had seen some things that we don't want anybody to see or shouldn't see. But to lose a teammate probably would have devastated him.
To lose a brother.
To lose a brother like that, so.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying that the pain is often bigger for those who are left behind.
Yes, I absolutely think it is. We've gotten a chance to, we went to Dover, we've got to visit with some of these men. That they are hurt. They feel this.
Amazing young men. People ask me, what do you need? And I said, prayer for the men that are still in Afghanistan. The men and women that are still fighting in Afghanistan received
anywhere in their
world. Absolutely, absolutely, all over the world. I received an incredible note just even on the way over here from someone whose family had fled Afghanistan, thanking me. It's so hard. We don't know. Even when I heard, I said, "What? People don't die in Afghanistan anymore? What are you talking about?" And that's an embarrassment on me for not understanding and appreciating how incredible we have it here and how challenging it is in other places all over the world, and that my son saw it and he wanted to be there to participate in making it better, protecting our freedom, but making it better for others. And I'm so proud of him.
So where do you go from here in terms of, you know, what do you think he really wants his legacy to be, knowing who Josh is, knowing what meant a lot to him? What do you think he would want that to be?
He is flipping over right now about anybody even talking about him. So he would be like, get on with it already, please.
Our focus is on our children and our family, helping. We're broken. Losing a child We're broken. God will heal us. So we are focused on that. And I think Josh would want us focused on his Ranger brothers and ensuring that we take not even a moment's attention away from the fact that that they've got to go back and finish the fight, and that's who needs our support.
And his legacy, we've struggled with something, and there's these accounts that have been set up for him, and you know, we go back and forth. What do we do with them? We don't even know what we would do with some of this money that's coming in for him or for a memorial. So obviously sports was a passion of his, so I think maybe anything we do will be tied to the community in some kind of sports area, something.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but.
Yeah, and we will let people know as soon as we know. As you can imagine, I told someone the other day, I think about 12% of my brain is working. And so everyone who has come around us has, you know, helped us incredibly. And that's one of those next things that we have to figure out. Yep. We will figure it out, and we will let people know how we invested that.
We let people know. Financially, we do not need any assistance, so we're blessed with good jobs here in the community. So, and the Army is helping us tremendously. So, I'd ask the community, they don't need to worry about supporting us financially at all. I mean, any donations would be for a memorial for Josh.
To go right back into the community in
most
some
likely,
way.
Yeah.
So the piece that you're sitting there telling about is your son that's a hero and how he protected his family. But, Maria, I know we talked about this last week. For me, he protected me. And I wonder, I would love to have had just that moment to ask him, do you realize how big your world was as you protected? Because I think a lot of times he was probably fighting for you and for his friends. But this is a perfect example that when we hear this, I lost somebody that was protecting me. And that's the part that I think a lot of the veterans we have in the community and just individuals that day-to-day work with people like both of you who have a child maybe that is serving, they get that. They see that. And, you know, we've had uncles or aunts, just as you had mentioned, Kevin, but he fought for me. I mean, that's a world bigger than he probably ever imagined he was part of.
Absolutely.
I don't think so, yes.
There's courage there that's huge. So, you know, when we look at this whole thing as a big picture, you know, and we learn things from our children and people are reaching out, you know, what do you want the community to do? What would be your advice or how can the community help you from here?
There's power in prayer. So thoughts and prayers to our family, to Josh's friends. It's impossible for a mom and dad to lose their son, and it's just as impossible for a 22-year-old to lose their best friend. It's not supposed to happen. Sisters aren't supposed to lose brothers. Grandparents aren't supposed to lose grandchildren. So definitely, I think, thoughts and prayers. Actively, I would say investment in any of the youth sports in this community that we believe it takes a village to raise a child, right? None of us can do it on our own. And I think we live in one of the biggest small towns in America. I think that we haven't turned our backs and we haven't given up, and we do come together. And one of the places that we come together is through our youth sports programs, just in giving kids a way to understand themselves, to get stronger, to get smarter, to learn team.
Participate and be part of a team.
Absolutely. Everyone wants to give and to help us. If you don't know how to give, go out to the account. I know it's on your website. Give that way and we'll manage your gift, you know, or reach out to any of the youth programs and just tell them I wanna help in Josh's honor, and they'll figure out how to use you.
Well, 22-year-old Josh Rogers, Sergeant Josh Rogers, is definitely a hometown son, and you know, his legacy will live on. The circumstances, we'll see. But whatever the case, you are at peace.
Oh, we are definitely at peace. He lived and died his dream.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend we'll have an opportunity for some families, and we will continue to share that information. I know that you have been working very hard to provide service information for all of us as we've been getting that in through the day as well.
And at WJBC.com, you can find more information about that. But the gist of this is that there's a public visitation for him. And he, by the way, was a 2013 Normal Community High School graduate. And that's going to be Saturday. And it's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Eastview Christian Church prior to the start of a celebration of life service at that church, Eastview. And the public is invited to line the streets for the procession that will begin after the service at Eastview. And that's at 1500 North Airport Road, if anyone is not sure, and that's a Normal. Going to conclude at a yet-to-be-disclosed cemetery, and the burial will be private. And we do understand that the Bloomington Police Department is going to be releasing more information about that procession route here as the week wears on. Is there anything that I haven't shared there, or that Patty hasn't asked, or I've asked, you know, that you think would be useful, valuable, important, or important to the legacy of Josh or your own family to share before we...
I think everyone's asking us about when Josh comes home. We shared the video when Josh came back to the United States. I hope everyone's had a chance to view that. It was an absolutely amazing ceremony. Again, Josh and our family has been just treated with the utmost care and respect from the Army. We will have a similar ceremony at the Bloomington Airport. We will release that information as we know it. We will just ask for people's kindness, love, and respect during that. It is a celebration of Josh. It is when he comes home, and it's not a time for anything else. And so we would just ask people's respect for that, who choose to be there and participate with us.
Now, as you guys were talking about this, I was thinking of Cameron, his friend, that the other ranger that passed away with him. I just make sure we don't forget all the others that, and I think even in the week since, we've had another casualty overseas, if I'm not mistaken. So
I'm glad you brought that up, Kevin, because of Sergeant Cameron Thomas of Ohio.
Yes.
Both killed by the small arms fire while battling ISIS in Afghanistan last week. So,
yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us and taking the time. And all the best to you
and
your family.